Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's a lot of concern about getting new IDs in Pennsylvania because there's a federal requirement that a certain type of ID be available to citizens, particularly those who want to go on federal installations or to fly in an aircraft in a circumstance where you have to deal with screenings by the Transportation Safety Administration of the federal government. And Pennsylvania is moving forward to try and achieve this. What's going on?
That's correct. So what you're referring to is Real ID, and starting September 4th, eligible Pennsylvania residents who wish to obtain a Real ID may begin the pre-verification process. Customers who received their first driver's license before September of 2003 and want to obtain a Real ID will need to bring the required documents to a driver's license center so they can be verified in person. Those documents include proof of identity, including an original or certified copy of a birth certificate with a raised seal or valid U.S. passport, an unlaminated Social Security card, proof of all legal name changes through a marriage certificate or court order, and two proofs of current physical Pennsylvania address, which would include current unexpired Pennsylvania license or ID, and current bank statement or utility bill with the same name and address. PennDOT will then scan the documents to the customer's record, and when Real IDs become available in March of 2019, the customer can opt into the Real ID program online, and their Real ID will be sent to them through the mail. To obtain a Real ID, customers will pay a one-time fee of $30, plus a standard license renewal fee of $30.50 for a four-year non-commercial driver's license or a photo ID. The expiration date of their initial Real ID product will include any time remaining on their existing non-Real ID product, plus an additional 4 years, unless the customer is over age 65 and has a two-year license. This expiration date structure means the customers won't lose any time for which they've already paid. Remember that obtaining a Real ID is optional for Pennsylvania residents, but a federally accepted form of identification must be used as identification to board commercial flights or visit secure federal buildings on or after December 1st of 2020. Since there is no legal requirement that any resident obtain a Real ID, PennDOT will also continue to offer standard issue driver's licenses and photo IDs. More information about Real ID in Pennsylvania can be found at www.penndot.gov/RealID. Again, www.penndot.gov/RealID. And if you need any assistance obtaining a copy of a birth certificate or have any questions, you can also contact my office at 610-965-9933. Again, 610-965-9933.
Also, House committees have been meeting to look into veterans programs in Pennsylvania and how services can be better delivered. What are some of the details?
At a joint hearing of the House Veterans Affairs and Emergency Preparedness Committee and the House Aging and Older Adult Services Committee, members recently learned more about initiatives to raise awareness of programs and assistance for Pennsylvania's aging veterans population. Testifying at the hearing were officials with the Pennsylvania Southeastern Veterans Center, Pennsylvania Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, Pennsylvania Department of Aging, Pennsylvania American Legion, Veterans of Foreign Wars, and private veterans home care providers. They focused their testimony on the need to invest state dollars wisely into programs that will benefit Pennsylvania's veterans. The Pennsylvania Department of Military and Veterans Affairs reported that every $1 that the Commonwealth invests in our veterans results in $35 for Pennsylvania in federal funding and saved Medicare costs. In addition, the Pennsylvania Department of Aging is now engaged in a pilot program that provides a budget for veterans to spend how they wish on their care. Another program created by Act 66 of 2007 directs grant money to assist veteran service organizations to operate regional outreach programs. Additionally, my office has special veterans office hours every month. If you're in need of assistance for any veteran-related services, you can contact us to schedule an appointment. Our phone number is 610-965-9933. Again, 610-965-9933.
Also, there are some events coming up in your district. What do folks need to know?
That's right. We do have a number of events coming up here in the fall. Our Senior Expo is going to be on Thursday, October 25th. from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Lower Macungie Community Center. Again, that's Thursday, October 25th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Lower Macungie Community Center for our Senior Expo, which is co-hosted by St. Luke's University Health Network. There's going to be a great array of exhibitors there who have all kinds of valuable information on hand. We are also hosting two Shredder events this fall. The first is in Berks County at Brandywine Heights Intermediate School. That's coming up soon. It's on Saturday, September 15th from 9 to 11 a.m. Again, that's a Berks County Shredder event at Brandywine Heights Intermediate School on Saturday, September 15th from 9 to 11 a.m. We also have a Lehigh County Shredder event coming up later in the fall. That's on Saturday, October 20th from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the Lower Macungie Township Administration Building. Both of those Shredder events are open to all residents of the 134th District, regardless of whether they live in Berks or Lehigh County. But so two available dates for our constituents to access Shredder events in the fall.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.